Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we're joined by Padraig Lodge. And Padraig, you're starting with the retirement of an Olympic medalist.
That's right, Justin. Good morning to you. Olympic bronze medalist from the Tokyo Games, Aidan Walsh, has announced his retirement from boxing. Just 28 years of age, he previously took a 14-month break from the sport to deal with mental health issues. He's from Belfast, competed in Tokyo and at the last Paris Olympics as well, alongside his sister, Michaela. Walsh is currently doing a master's in sports psychology and hopes to help the next generation of fighters once he has that completed. And he's been explaining why he's moving away from competing in the ring.
Like, it's been quite public knowledge that I've struggled over the last while. I've found it hard and sport's been quite difficult. And due to like the help of some amazing people, Paul Gaffney particularly within Sport Ireland, like now is the right time. I just think I managed to do well enough in my career to put me in a position to try and help other people, where I would just be being greedy and wanting more for myself if it was to compete. And now I'm just at the position in my life where I want to really help the next level of Irish boxers coming through and really contribute to Irish boxing in a way that helps them remain successful and the most successful Olympic sport in Ireland. So that's where my decision has came from at the moment.
That's Aidan Walsh. The Republic of Ireland under-17s play Paraguay today in their final group game of the World Cup in Qatar. Passage to the knockout stages was secured on Saturday with a 2-1 win over Uzbekistan. So the Irish team is now hunting top spot in the group, which should give them an easier opponent in the last 32 of the tournament. Kick-off in Doha is at 1:30. The match will be shown live on RTE2 television and on the RTE player. The significant news to emerge from the senior camp yesterday was that Evan Ferguson will miss Thursday's World Cup qualifier against Portugal because of an ankle injury, but it is hoped that the Roma striker will be available for the final group game against Hungary next Sunday. Mark Sykes has also dropped out and Jamie McGrath and Johnny Kenny have been called up. American-based businessman Chris Clinton has taken control of Dundalk FC. Clinton acquired John Temple's stake in the club and will take over as chairperson. Clinton revealed that manager Kieran Kilduff has signed a new 2-year deal and the talks are ongoing with the FAI about securing a Premier Division licence for the club next season. The Ireland rugby squad trained in Clongowes Wood College yesterday ahead of Saturday night's clash with Australia. Mac Hansen has linked up with the squad. He's been joined by second row Darren Murray, who was capped during the summer tour to Georgia and Portugal. Leinster pair Gary Ringrose and Josh van der Fleer are doubtful with hamstring strains. Their progress will be monitored before the team is announced on Thursday. And Jamie Osborne, with a shoulder injury, will play no part in the November series, no further part in it. Both Munster Club Hurling semi-finals will be played at the same time on Sunday. It was originally hoped to stagger the semi-finals so both could be shown live on TG Cahir, but because there are no floodlights in Ennis or at Walsh Park in Waterford, the Munster Council had no option but to set 1:15 throw-ins for both games. Disappointing for armchair fans, but the Munster Council had to make sure they allow enough daylight for extra time and penalty pucks if they're needed. The International Olympic Committee says it's still working out the details as it follows through on a commitment to put in place universal rules for transgender athletes. The IOC's previous position was that it was the responsibility of individual sports federations to come up with their own guidelines. Any new rules are unlikely to be introduced before the next Winter Olympics early next year, but they could be brought in before the Los Angeles Games in 2028. And finally, today's race meeting at Fairy House is subject to a track inspection around now. Last night, track conditions were reported to be heavy, with further heavy rain forecast.
Padraig, we'll see you in an hour.